You're listening to SBS News.
French President Emmanuel Macron is not stepping away from his strong criticism of the anti-vaccination movement. In an interview published by Le Parisien newspaper, Mr. Macron said he wanted to bug or rile the anti-vaxxers. His comments provoked outcries in Parliament and shrill protests from election rivals. But his spokesman, Gabriel Attal, says the anti-vaxxers deserve to be targeted.
On va se parler franchement. Qui emmerde la vie de qui aujourd'hui?
Let's talk frankly. Who bugs the life of who, today? Who ruins the life of our health workers who have been mobilized for 2 years, snowed under, in our ICUs to save patients who today are mainly not vaccinated? It is those who are opposed to the vaccine. Who ruins the life of our shopkeepers? Or restaurants owners, theatres and cinemas which have been living with a sword of Damocles over their head for the past 2 years, when they didn't even have to close their business? It is those who are opposed to the vaccine. Who ruins the life of our elderly people who are forced to live in loneliness, in fear faced with the epidemic? It is those who are opposed to the vaccine.
In Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the federal government is ramping up delivery of rapid tests to the provinces as tests have become scarce across the country. Health Minister Jean-Yves Duclos says 140 million tests will be distributed in January on a per capita basis. Mr. Trudeau admits this is not the position he hoped Canada would be in at the beginning of a new year.
Let's be honest, this isn't how anyone wanted to be starting 2022. I can understand that people are frustrated, people are tired, people had a holiday season that was less festive for most people across the country than they would have liked. We're closing in on 2 years of this pandemic, and there have been moments of more intensity and moments of less. But I think everyone was hoping that we would be into a much better place right now. And yet here we find ourselves again in many parts of the country in lockdowns, with public health rules, with school back virtually. And I can tell you as a parent, I'm very aware that the kids are back in school virtually. And I can understand that people are frustrated.
In the United Kingdom, new daily infections across the UK jumped to nearly 220,000, an unwelcome new record, 15% higher than the previous high set on New Year's Eve. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced an easing of COVID-19 testing requirements in England, removing the need for PCR tests to confirm rapid antigen tests. A positive rapid antigen test now only needs to be recorded on a government website. Mr. Johnson also announced the scrapping of some travel restrictions for vaccinated travellers arriving in England, including the need for a pre-departure test and the requirement to self-isolate on arrival.
In response to the latest data, the Cabinet agreed this morning that we should stick with Plan B for another 3 weeks, with a further review before the regulations expire on the 26th of January. People in England should carry on working from home whenever they can, wear face coverings on public transport and in most indoor public places, and take a test before going to high-risk venues or meeting the elderly or vulnerable. All of these measures are helping to take the edge off the Omicron wave, slow the spread of infection, manage the immediate pressures on our NHS, and buy time for the boosters to take effect.
Even as Americans are being urged to get booster vaccinations against COVID, US health officials aren't changing their definition of what fully vaccinated means. The move to keep the existing definition of full vaccination, either two doses of the Pfizer and Moderna or a single dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, comes as health officials warned of waning protections from the initial doses. Jeff Zients, the White House COVID-19 coordinator, says it means that federal vaccination mandates for travel or employment won't require a booster dose. He says the problems lie not with those who are vaccinated, but with those who aren't.
I do think it's really important to recognize the vast majority of hospitalizations and deaths are among the unvaccinated Americans, and completing the primary vaccination series is clearly a critical step to prevent severe outcomes with boosters, as Dr. Walensky said, giving the highest level of protection. So we'll encourage everybody to get vaccinated, and when eligible, boosted. As to the definition, someone is considered fully vaccinated if they receive their primary series of vaccine.
After warnings of a fifth coronavirus wave in Hong Kong, the city has announced a 2-week ban on incoming flights from 8 countries, including Australia. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says incoming flights from a number of countries will be banned from the 8th to the 21st of January.
Those who have been to these eight countries will not be allowed to board flights bounding to Hong Kong. It also means that interchange flights will be suspended as well. For those who depart from countries apart from the eight countries, but have been to these eight countries, they will not be allowed to board the flights as well. These eight places are Australia, Canada, France, India, Pakistan, Philippines, UK and USA.
Tighter local restrictions have also been announced, including banning indoor restaurant dining after 6 p.m. and closing recreational venues for at least 2 weeks. The decision comes as health authorities scour the city for contacts of a COVID-19 patient, some of whom had been aboard a Royal Caribbean ship that has been told to return to port. Peru has confirmed the emergence of a third wave of COVID-19 infections. The health minister, Hernando Ceballos, says after comparing figures from the beginning and end of December, COVID infections increased by more than 50% nationally and doubled in Lima. He says the Omicron variant appears to be dominant. In India, from next week, booster shots are to be given to healthcare and frontline workers, along with those above 60 who have comorbidities. Most other countries, including Australia, the US and the European Union, have adopted a mix-and-match approach, meaning that boosters are different from previous shots. India has opted to give the same vaccine in the booster as was given in the original vaccination. VK Paul, a member of India's Planning Commission, says case numbers are increasing rapidly.
We are now facing an exponential rise in COVID cases. We believe largely it's being driven by Omicron, particularly so in the western part of our nation and even particularly so in larger cities.
Delhi resident Kajal Paswal says the Omicron variant has taken advantage of double vaccinated people being complacent.
People are thinking that since we are vaccinated, we won't get COVID, but this thinking is wrong, that they won't get COVID, because even people who are double dosed are becoming positive. Because of carelessness of people, COVID is spreading again.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.